So it'll be often where the family works with a brothel and will basically rent the girl out.
Please note, parents, the next 2 minutes might not be appropriate for young children. I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Sonnet Medrano serves in Quito, Ecuador with Casa Gabriel, a home for boys, and Casa Adalia, a home for girls. That's our topic. So, Sonnet, where do these girls come from?
So the girls are ones who have been either rescued from human trafficking, they've either been sold by their families due to poverty, or they've been tricked by traffickers who maybe tell them they have a job for them in another city, but then end up putting them into a brothel and holding them prisoner there, or even a boyfriend who's actually a pimp. And so these girls are just very vulnerable. They have maybe a second or third grade education. So we have a home for girls 18 and above so that they can be able to finish high school and be able to follow their dreams and learn just how precious as they are to Christ.
You mentioned a girl being sold. Is it actually her family that is selling her to the brothel?
Yes. So it'll be often where the family works with a brothel and will basically rent the girl out so that they have an income from this girl.
This type of ministry can't be easy.
It's very difficult because the girls have been in a cycle of just self-protection for so long and doing whatever they can to survive. And so it can take a while to just let them really believe what true love looks like through Christ.
2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. For a link to Casa Adalia, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.